ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Hare Krishna, today we are continuing from Srimad Bhagavatam. This is chapter number 5 of Canto 11. Narada's teachings to Vasudeva. Text number 34. Tyaktva sudustyajya surepshita राज्यलक्ष्मीं धर्मिष्ठा आर्यवचसा यद् अगाद् अरण्यं मायामृगं दैतेप्सितं अन्वधावत् वन्दे महापुरुष ते चरणारविंदम। त्यक्त्वा स्वदुस्त्यज्य सुरेप्सित राज्यलक्ष्मीं धर्मिष्ठ आर्यवचसा यदगादरण्यम् मायामृगं दयितेप्सितम् अन्वधावत् वन्दे महापुरुषते चरणारविन्दम्। त्यक्त्वा स्वदुस्त्यज सुरेप्सित राज्यलक्ष्मीं धर्मिष्ठ आर्यवचसा यदगादरण्यम् मायामृगं दयित एप्सितमन्वधावत् वन्दे महापुरुषते चरणारविन्दम्। त्यक्त्वा स्वदुस्यज सुरेप्सित राज्यलक्ष्मीं धर्मिष्ठ आर्यवचसा यदगादरण्यम् मायामृगं दयित एप्सितमन्वधावत् वन्दे महापुरुषते चरणारविन्दम्। Mataji's.
Tyaktva tvatusya jasurepsita rajya lakshmim. Armishtaya vachasaya dadadaranyam. Mayam brigam daita evsita manvadhavad. Vande Mahapurushate Charanaravindam. Tyaktva tvatusya jasurepsita rajya lakshmim. Tamanvadhavad. Vande Mahapurushate Charanaravindam.
What word? Tyaktva. Abandoning. Sudusyaja. Most difficult to give up. Surepshita. Anxiously desired by the demigods. Rajya Lakshmim, the goddess of fortune and her opulence. Dharmishta, most perfectly fixed in religiousness. Aryavachasa, according to the words of a Brahmana, who had cursed him to be deprived of all the happiness of family life. Yet he who agat went aranyam to the forest, taking to the renounced order of life. Maya Mrigam, the conditioned soul, who is always searching out illusory enjoyment. Daitaya, out of sheer mercy. Ipsitam, his desired object. Anvadhavat, running after. Vande, I offer my homage. Mahapurusha, O Lord Mahaprabhu, te to your Charanaravindam, lotus feet. Translation and purport by the disciples of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Translation. O Mahapurush, I worship your lotus feet. You gave up the association of the goddess of fortune and all her opulence, which is most difficult to renounce and is hankered after by even the great demigods. Being the most faithful follower of the path of religion, you thus left for the forest in obedience to a Brahmana's curse. Out of sheer mercifulness, you chased after the fallen conditioned souls who are always in pursuit of the false enjoyment of illusion and at the same time engaged in searching out your own desired object, Lord Shyam Sundar. So we are continuing the reading from this purport. This is part 2. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has explained the word Maya Mrigam as follows. Maya means one's so-called wife, children and bank account, which keep one firmly bound up in the material bodily concept of life. The word Mrigam indicates Mrigayati, or to search out. Thus, Maya Mrigam indicates the conditioned living entity who is always frantically searching for the latest up-to-the-minute sense gratification in the material bodily concept of society, friendship and love. Anvadhavat indicates that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was always visibly going here and there, searching after the fallen conditioned souls. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would sometimes embrace the conditioned souls on the pretext of religious friendship or ecstasy. But actually the Lord was touching the bodies of the conditioned souls to pull them out of the ocean of material existence and hurl them into the ocean of ecstatic love of Godhead. Thus Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was the most merciful and munificent incarnation of the Lord, whose mercy surpassed the bounds of mundane discrimination in the matter of caste, color and creed. The word Daitaya can be explained as follows. The Sanskrit word Daya means mercy. Thus, by grammatical derivation, the word used in this verse, Daitaya, indicates that because of being the most merciful, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was busily engaged in rescuing the fallen conditioned souls who are completely distracted and bewildered by the external illusory energy of the Lord. The quality of being the most merciful is part and parcel of the character of the Mahapurush or the Supreme Personality of Godhead. According to Srila Jiva Goswami, this verse also describes the incarnation of Lord Krishna himself in his original blackish form. Thus the words Surepshita Rajya Lakshmi indicate Sri Mathura Sampattim or the opulence of Mathura. Mathura is described in Vedic literatures as the reservoir of all opulence because of the touch of the Lord's lotus feet in that present. But Krishna, although taking birth in the opulent city of Mathura, transferred himself to the forest village of Vrindavan. In this case, the word Arya Vachasa indicates the order of Lord Krishna's original parents, Vasudev and Devaki. In Srimad Bhagavatam 10.3.22 and 29, both Vasudev and Devaki expressed their fear at the threat of Kamsa, who had already killed all of Krishna's elder brothers. The word Arya Vachasa thus indicates that with great love, they requested Krishna to kindly make some arrangement to avoid Kamsa. And Krishna, to obey their order, transferred himself to the forest village of Vrindavan, Yadagad Aranyam. Om Jnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjanashalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamsha Shri Rupam Sagrachatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakanvitamsha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishnaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyatya Deshatarine Namo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namine Gauratvishe Namaha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute తప్త కాంచన గౌరాంగీ రాధే వృందావనేశ్వరి వృషభానుసుతే దేవి ప్రణమామి హరిప్రియే వాంఛాకల్పతరుభ్యశ్చ కృపాసింధుభ్య ఏవ చ పతితానాం పావనేభ్యో వైష్ణవేభ్యో నమో నమః జై శ్రీ కృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధార శివాసది గౌర భక్తవృంద హరే కృష్ణ 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 హరే 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 రామ 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 హరే హరే ఓ మహాపురుష్ ఐ వర్షిప్ యువర్ లోటస్ ఫీట్ యు గేవ్ అప్ ద అసోసియేషన్ ఆఫ్ ద గాడెస్ ఆఫ్ ఫార్చ్యూన్ అండ్ ఆల్ హర్ ఆపులెన్స్ విచ్ ఇస్ మోస్ట్ డిఫికల్ట్ టు రినౌన్స్ and is hankered after by even the great demigods. Being the most faithful follower of the path of religion, you thus left for the forest in obedience to a brahmana's curse. Out of sheer mercifulness, you chased after the fallen conditioned souls who are always in pursuit of the false enjoyment of illusion, and at the same time engage in searching out your own desired object, Lord Shyamasundara. Hare Krishna. So welcome all the devotees for Sunday morning Bhagavatam class. And it's a very beautiful verse, one of the very, very famous verses where it directly describes the appearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Bhagavatam. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Channa Avatar, hidden incarnation. Many times devotees have questioned that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself come so mercifully, then why people in this world do not know him? Because that was part of his mission, not to be known. Hidden incarnation. He came as a devotee, not as a Lord. So therefore he is not known. In fact, in general knowledge book of India, you may search for Chaitanya and you find Saint Chaitanya of West Bengal. People outside, those who know little about history and personalities of India, they may post Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as saint of West Bengal. And that was the mission. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to demonstrate how to live as a devotee. Therefore, he is not much known. And he is also called as Channa Avatara, hidden incarnation. It's a beautiful pastime to connect this. this comes in Chaitanya Mangal, written by Lochandas Thakur. So there is a mention that Narad Muni, the chapter begins, the first chapter, Narad Muni is doing his Brahman. Narad Muni Bajaye Veena Radhika Ramana Name. So he's going everywhere and every time searching for an opportunity to speak Krishna Katha, to preach. Narad Muni has so many wonderful disciples and everyone has come from different walks of life. And he has made them Vaishnavas. So Narad Muni is looking for an opportunity and then he comes towards the earth planet. And this is the time the earth planet is having Dwapar Yuga, the end of Dwapar Yuga. So Narad Muni, because he is also a great Vaishnava and a great foreseer in the time ahead, so he kind of foresees what's going to come to the earth planet when Dwapar is going to end and Kali Yuga is going to begin. He did not require NDTV and Z News to understand that. He understood from the vision. And when he saw Kali Yuga, what is going to happen to people in Kali Yuga? So, Narad Muni was surprised. He never thought Kali Yuga will be so bad. So when a great Vaishnava, he sees people suffering, people completely aloof from Krishna consciousness, his heart cries. He wants to give some benefit to the conditioned souls. But somehow the Narad Muni for the first time was experiencing some problem in his system, you know. There was, as we say, system got hung up. Because he was not able to devise any means by which he could help people in Kali Yuga. So he began to cry because he was not able to help anyway. And then he decided, what should I do? How should I help people in Kali Yuga? And suddenly out of inside, like Krishna inspired him, said, well, let me go to Krishna. He is there on the earth planet. He may have a solution for that. So Narad Muni is utter disgust and very much concern, he enters into the earthly realm and then is going towards Dwarka, where Krishna is staying along with the 16,108 queens. Meanwhile, in Dwarka, Krishna has just returned from Hastinapur to Dwarka. So there was a beautiful reception which was arranged for Krishna. When Krishna came, everyone was outside welcoming Krishna. Everyone, literally, because everyone was waiting to see Krishna. Krishna was gone away, had come back. So everyone was waiting to see Krishna, and when Krishna came, everyone gave a very powerful, warm reception as mentioned in the pages of Bhagavatam. However, Chaitanya Mangal gives a little more insight what happened once when Krishna came back to Dwarka. So Krishna, as he was moving towards his palace, now there are 16,108 palaces. So Krishna expanded into 16,108 and he went to each palace. Now the camera is focusing on one palace, Rukmini Devi's palace. And Rukmini Devi is waiting for Krishna to come. So Krishna arrives at the principal queen Rukmini Devi's palace. As Krishna comes, Rukmini Devi is very happy, overjoyed. She brings Krishna into the main living room. She makes Krishna sit on the couch. And then she brings a beautiful pot, a golden pot. And then she brings beautiful pots to bathe Krishna's lotus feet with scented flavored water. And then she is bathing Krishna's feet, and Krishna is just watching the feelings of Rukmini Devi. And she is bathing Krishna's lotus feet, and she was smiling initially, but as the bathing went on, she began to cry. And now there was Ganga, Jamuna and Saraswati. There was a bathing, and the tears of Rukmini Devi was also falling on Krishna's lotus feet. So it was a mixture of many waters together. So Krishna saw that, and Krishna asked Rukmini Devi that, well, I have come back, you should be very happy as you were happy before, but now that you are bathing my feet, why are you crying? So Rukmini Devi, she saw Krishna and said, I am crying but not out of sadness, out of happiness. And Rukmini Devi told Krishna that this you will not understand. So Krishna became a little intrigued. Krishna said, I am Supreme Personality of Godhead. I know everything. What is this that you told that I will not understand? Rukmini Devi said that the sheer joy of seeing you has transformed into tears. What a devotee feels by serving you, that only a devotee can understand. Not you, the Lord. Because you are recipient of that love. You are not experiencing that love. So only pure devotees like Srimati Radharani, like me and many other Vaishnavis, they will understand that what it takes to experience the happiness of serving you. So it was kind of a challenge for Krishna. Krishna had never accepted anything like which he did not know. Something new had come up. He did not know something which Rukmini said only a devotee knows. Now at the same juncture, Narad Muni appears in Dwarka, in the palace of Rukmini Devi. And Krishna is very happy and pleased. Narad Muni has come, so Krishna offers his obeisances to the great saint. But Krishna sees that Narad Muni's face is a little different from usual, you know. He is a little more sad, maybe crying also. So Krishna asks Narad Muni, what happened? So Narad Muni immediately describes that I saw what's going to happen in Kali Yuga on this earth planet. And I was very much disturbed. I have come to you for solution. Please, O Lord, do something. You need to come back again. And Krishna smiles. Because Krishna has now two issues here. One is a great saintly person is crying. And again, his own wife, devotee, she's also crying. So both are crying. And these two crying is creating another intense situation in Krishna's life. So Krishna smiles and said, I will resolve both the crying. And Krishna says, well, Narad Muni, you say that Kali Yuga is going to be very, very bad and there has to be some help. So don't worry, I am going to come back. I am going to come in Kali Yuga. And Rukmini Devi said that, I do not know what a devotee experiences. So let me tell you, I'll come back to experience this, what I do not know. So when I come in Kali Yuga, I will not come as a lord. I will come as a devotee. And as a devotee, I will experience the feeling a devotee has while he worships Krishna, worships me. And this was the reason why Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has come to experience bhakti, what a devotee feels in his heart. Not only that, Krishna told Narad Muni, not only I will experience the bhava of a devotee, but I will distribute this bhava of a devotee very freely. I will make everyone feel what it takes to be a devotee. I will teach. And for that I will do anything and everything. So this is the background behind this famous incarnation, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. That he has come as Lord, but in a hidden form. Upper, in a whole thing, he is known as a devotee. But those who are very close to him, those who have read about him, they know that he is actually not a devotee. He is Lord who has come as a devotee. That's called Channa Avatar, hidden incarnation. Now what does the hidden incarnation do? Very beautifully. You chased after the fallen conditioned soul. So this hidden incarnation is what? Chasing. Running after the fallen conditioned souls. So this whole verse today is focusing on running. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was a hidden incarnation, he was running. The whole parampara after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is all after running. And in that running parampara is Srila Prabhupada, who also was running. Running from what? Running after the conditioned souls. Many times we run away from conditioned souls. But Srila Prabhupada was running after the conditioned souls. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was running after the conditioned souls. In fact, Srila Bhaktacharya Maharaj mentioned a very beautiful point one time. He mentioned that actually Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is channa, hidden. But Srila Prabhupada also is channa. Because Prabhupada did so much, but Prabhupada never got any Padma Shri or any of those awards, right? He's not known. There is nowhere in calendar mentioned, you know, Prabhupada Jayanti in Kal Niranaya, like that. You know. He has done much more. There are many Indians who went and gave a speech in some country. But they are more known. And Prabhupada did so much. No one knows. Why? Because in a Channa Avatar Parampara, everyone is Channa. The best of Acharya, Prabhupada, is also Channa Acharya. Bhaktacharya Maharaj mentioned. Even he is hidden. Only very few people know about him. But he has done his work. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did his work. In that work, there is no hidden. Prabhupada's work, there is nothing hidden. But his name was hidden. His fame was hidden. That is Channa Acharya. So this is the whole parampara which we are all in. And we are supposed to do what? Running. We should also keep running. Because that's a parampara of running after the conditioned souls. Right? So we are also running. Especially in Mumbai, everyone is running. I remember one time I went to Malaysia. And then I met one devotee. First time I met. Said, are you from Mumbai? I mean, so all places he said, are you from Mumbai, you know? So I said, yes, Prabhu. So, then I asked him, why you felt like that? I know Mumbai, you're always running, you know. I saw you're also running. You're talking fast, you're eating fast. Everything is fast, you know. Mumbai people are known for everything fast. That's Mumbai. Everyone is running here. You have to watch, actually. Even after the lecture is over now, you'll see everyone running for prasadam. Prasad is not going to get over. The same prasad. First person, last person, same prasad. After that, immediately running to catch a taxi or catch a train. In train also, sometimes we are running inside. From one coach to another, which is a seat, where is good seat, you know. So everywhere we are running. Fortunately, small house, we can't run much. But our mind is running. We are known as the running people, Mumbai people. So we are already running. Now we have to decide whom to run for. Is that not? We have to run. We have our own marathons every day. So we have to decide which marathon we need to follow, we should pursue. So why Prabhupada is called Channa Acharya? Because Prabhupada's glory was always hidden. Bhaktacharya Maharaj mentioned that Prabhupada, like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, was predicted. He may be hidden, but actually the prediction of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is already given in Shastra. Now, a few days back, many devotees gave class on the previous verses, and they gave beautiful verses. They spoke on Chaitanya Mahaprabhu being predicted in Shastra. Hundreds of prediction or references given. Similarly, Srila Prabhupada was also predicted. It is not like Srila Prabhupada came and went. No, he was actually predicted. The world was waiting for this Acharya to come. A few predictions which I can like to glorify Srila Prabhupada today is, the prediction first is, Srila Prabhupada was predicted in Brahma Vaivarta Puran. In Brahma Vaivarta Puran there is a description. Lord Krishna is about to leave. Dwapar Yuga is ending. Krishna is about to complete his pastimes and go back to Goloka Vrindavan. That time Ganga Devi, Mother Ganges, she comes to meet Krishna and said, Krishna, you are leaving, I would like to also join you. Come back to the spiritual, go back to the spiritual world. And Krishna says, no, you have to stay here. You have a lot of work still remaining to do on earth planet. And Ganga Devi says, well, I can see Kali Yuga is going to come, you know, I am very much afraid of Kali Yuga. People in Kali Yuga will actually sign a contract with me. Whole year they will just do sinful activities, the best of them. And once a year they will come and they will dip in my waters to deposit all their sins. And then again go and start same. And again come next time. So I am afraid everyone in Kali Yuga will be sinful. Everyone will come and bathe in me. What will happen to me? I will become a repository of sinful reactions. So therefore, please do not keep me in Kali Yuga. I will like to return. So Krishna said to Ganga Devi, don't worry. Your worry is that you are flowing and people will come and deposit their sins. I promise you. Soon, in near future, Vaishnavas will come from all over the world. And they will bathe in you. And these pure devotee Vaishnavas, when they bathe in you, they will give their association to you and purify you. So don't worry. You think that in Kali Yuga devotees will be less? I promise you. Devotees will be coming. In fact, there will be great devotee who will go all over the world and bring all devotees here to you. And then they will bathe and purify you. So Krishna is not speaking any names there. But you can all think about who is that person. Is anyone here who fits the description? So who Krishna is talking about? Srila Prabhupada. Anyone before Prabhupada has done so? All over the world? After Prabhupada? No one so far. Fits the bill. Prabhupada is the one who went all over the world, made devotees, and they came and bathed in Ganga and gave their association. In Chaitanya Bhagavad, there is a beautiful mention that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, on his way to Vrindavan, along with thousands of devotees, was traveling to Vrindavan and he reached Ramkeli. And in Ramkeli, he gave his blessings, his mercy to Srila Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and his brother Vallabha, Anupam. And when he was there, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had Sankirtan, very powerful Sankirtan, thousands of devotees. And it was exactly the kingdom, the capital city of Nawab Hussein Shah, who was a tyrant ruler. In his capital, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was doing Sankirtan. So some devotees were afraid. Mahaprabhu, you may do Sankirtan definitely anywhere, but why here? You know, because this particular king is a very atrocious king. He can do anything to you and your followers. Mahaprabhu that time declared, Prithvite ache jata nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar hoibe moranam. You're talking about my preaching and giving Krishna Naam in Ramkeli. I am telling you that this is going to take place all over the world. Prithvite ache jata nagaradi gram sarvatra prachar. Jata nagar adi gram. Every town and every village, this is going to happen. Now this Prithvite ache jata nagar adi gram was always a big question mark. Mahaprabhu ne bol diya. Mahaprabhu to India mein thoda kiya, Bengal mein jyada kiya. Then after Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left, nothing was happening. In fact, Mahaprabhu's sampradaya actually went down, up until Bhaktivinoda Thakur revived it again. He tried his best. He sent some books here and there. He wrote many books. Bhakti Siddhanta Sarva Thakur, he did so much, established Gaudiya Math. He preached all over India. So then before Bhakti Siddhanta Sarva Thakur, Prithvi Te Ache Jatana Agradi Gram was commented as, Prithvi means Bengal. Bengal mein pachar hoga. Bhakti Siddhanta Sarva Thakur came, then Prithvi also became India, you know, Indian prachar ho gaya. Gaudiya Math, 64 Gaudiya Math established. Bhakti Siddhanta Sarva Thakur left and so much of turmoil in Gaudiya Math, the whole thing got broke apart, just broke apart. And followers of Bhakti Siddhanta were thinking that it was going to be only India. Prithvi means Bharat Varsh. Bharat Varsh means today India. Then there was an old man at the age of 69, he left India and went abroad. No one knew when he left. No one knew what he did in India. Up until few foreign devotees in dhoti kurta and sadis came in India, and then, are, ye kya ho gaya? Then everyone asked, Prithvi te aache jata nagaradi gram, abhi siddha ho raha hai. Who was that? Srila Prabhupada. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted it's going to happen. Srila Prabhupada was on a talk show in New York. Late night. Talk show was supposed to begin at 1:32 in the morning or night. Mumbai, we can call it night. So, Prabhupada was sitting at 12 o'clock in a talk show and waiting for his turn. Finally, his turn came at 2 o'clock. And he was there sitting in the talk show and the person, anchor, was sitting there. And immediately, first question he asked to Prabhupada, Swamiji, I have heard that in your religion in India, they say that Swamis are not supposed to cross the oceans. It's a valid thing mentioned in Puranas that sannyasi should not cross the ocean. Why? Because outside India, Bharatvarsh, across the ocean is a land full of sinful activities. To keep his purity, the great sages and sannyasis would not travel because they would get contaminated. So he's saying that I heard in your religion in India that Swami should not travel across the oceans. And here is Srila Prabhupada sitting in New York in a talk show, and everyone is hearing it. Immediately Prabhupada said, who said that? And Prabhupada quoted, Prithvi te aache jate nagaradi gram, sarvatra prachar hoibe muranam. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told that, and when he told that, he was thinking about me coming to America. So you see. So Prabhupada was referring a Puran, but more updated thing was Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 500 years back, updating it. That may be okay, but now the latest is everyone has to go and preach all over the world. Then Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that time British rule was in high glory. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was a magistrate in the British region. This Bhaktivinoda Thakur just now had re-established the Yoga Peetha. There was no temple in Yoga. There's a place was now found that this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's birthplace. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur was about to start the construction of temple. He had no money. So he was going to beg 1 rupee, whatever little anas. And this Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes in his diary, a day will come when devotees from Germany, from Russia, all over the world, they will come to Mayapur and they will dance with Bengali Vaishnavas and chant Jai Sachinandana Gaurahari. Bhaktivinoda Thakur writes in British rule, and this is when Mayapur also is not known to everyone. And he's saying, here people will come. So who has done that? Srila Prabhupada just came to Mayapur and Jayapataka Maharaj asked Srila Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Bhaktivinoda Thakur predicted that Germans, Russians and all Vaishnavas will come from all over the world and dance chanting Jai Sachinandan Gaurahari in Mayapur. Srila Prabhupada, no one has done it. But only you could do it. Then Prabhupada smiled and said, maybe he was talking about me only. Bhaktivinoda Thakur was talking about me. So this is Srila Prabhupada. Prabhupada was predicted by great acharyas. It is mentioned that In the Padma Puran, Narad Muni is having a discussion with Bhakti Devi. Bhakti Devi is in, she is in Braj, but she is actually crying because her two sons, Gyan and Vairagya, are not doing good. And no one is interested in Bhakti. And this is just the beginning of Kali Yuga. And in that discussion, we will not go into discussion details, but in that discussion, Bhakti Devi says that, but I can see some hope in future. Soon, a time will come when great Vaishnava will come and take the process of Bhakti and spread all over the world. So she is also predicting. Bhakti Devi is herself predicting the appearance of a Vaishnava, a great soul who will take Bhakti. Srila Prabhupada was about to go to America. He got this free ticket on Jaladuta, cargo ship. And he wants to take blessings. So he goes to Vrindavan. He has his beautiful, nice friends there who are all different mahants in different temples, priests. So there is a small assembly they had gathered. Prabhupada goes with Bhagavatam. And he says, this Bhagavatam, which Prabhupada had written, printed first hand, he said, this Bhagavatam is going to America. Kindly congratulate this Bhagavatam. And bless. So everyone just picks the Bhagavatam. This Bhagavatam is going to America. And it goes around, the whole book goes around and comes back to Srila Prabhupada. And Srila Prabhupada says, this Bhagavatam can't go alone to America. Someone has to carry this Bhagavatam. So I am also going to carry this Bhagavatam. So kindly bless me also. This is Prabhupada's humility. He has done so much, but he always kept a humble tone. Why? Because in the age of Kali Yuga, the age of bragging, everyone wants to speak about himself. Age of selfie, everyone is thinking about himself, posting his own profiles. This is Kali Yuga. Be a materialist or a spiritualist, everyone is bragging. Lord came as a devotee. Why? Because Lord knew there will be many pseudo lords who would come. Many people would claim to be incarnations in Kali Yuga. So Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came as a devotee. Now to imitate Lord and say, I am Lord, is very easy for anyone in Kali Yuga. In every religion, not just in Indian religion, in Sanatana Dharma, but even Islam and Christianity, today it is mentioned, there are 52 people living in America who claim they are Jesus, come again. 52. Reported. And in Islam there are many. One famous film star, after 5 box office hit, he said, maybe I am Muhammad, come again. Just because film got hit, so is Muhammad, come again. So everyone wants to claim to be God, you know. At this juncture, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu comes as devotee. Because to imitate a devotee is very difficult, right? Devotee bolunga to immediately kya? Tilak. Chanting Hare Krishna 16 rounds, following 4 principles. No one wants to be devotee. It's like when you are going to office or anywhere. Sabse pehle puchte, aap log chai coffee nahi pite? Very difficult to give up. Aap log ye nahi karte? Kaise? When I travel, people say that, aap log kaam nahi karte kya? So many lama bahut kaam karta ho. People are attached to these things. They don't want to give up, you know. Devotee banna bahut difficult hai. Karodpati ban jayega, lekin devotee nahi ban sakta koi. Kaun banega devotee ka serial banao? Koi nahi aayega. So devotee is not easy to be devotees. Therefore Lord became a devotee, came as devotee. And Srila Prabhupada, he did not come as an acharya. He came as acharya, but he did not told, I am a big acharya. He came as a simple devotee. Because nowadays, age is also age of acharya. So many gurus are coming, you know. There are so many gurus in today's circuit, where everyone is claiming they are the best, you know. And their movements are after their names only. But Srila Prabhupada, he named the whole movement as Hare Krishna movement. Is it not? People see us and they say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. No one says, Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Like I was traveling in a train, and I was traveling with one devotee, you know. So one person said, aap log kuch spiritual organizations jude hai kya? To maine bola, dekh ke lagne lag gaya. Fashion thodi kar raha kuch. Anyways, so one devotee, just a new boy was there, you know. So the other person said, I am from Radha Swami. So this devotee, I am from Radhanath Swami. I said, Baba, aisa bolle kya nahi? And I told him, actually we don't say anything about who is which Swami or this Swami. We always say about Hare Krishna. Prabhupada has taught us We are no Swamis. We are all Hare Krishnas. We belong to Krishna. And all the acharyas in our sampradaya, they always teach us how to surrender to Krishna. Sarva dharman parityajya mamekam sharanamaja. Like that. So our movement is special. You know why? Because the focus is Krishna. Krishna the Supreme. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Krishna himself came, but Krishna. He gave which name? Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So our Acharya Srila Prabhupada also didn't focus on himself. He focused on Krishna. Therefore our movement is what? Hare Krishna movement. Like when the famous film, you know, this Indian film came, you know, Dham Maro Dham, Hare Krishna, Hare Ram. So the Hare Krishna movement had just entered India, you know. Few people in Mumbai here and there knew about Swami Prabhupada has come with Western disciples, and less Prabhupada and more Western disciples, Hare Krishnas have come. And that was the time when this Hare Krishna, this film had come, Devananda had made this film, and everywhere devotees were going, everyone chanting, Dham Maro Dham, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. So devotees thinking, why they saying Hare Rama Hare Krishna, okay, why this new mantra Dham Maro Dham, you know? Then they understood this whole picture is portraying something else only, you know, about Hare Krishna. So they became concerned. They went and said Prabhupada that people are projecting us in a wrong way. They think that we are having drugs, we are hippies. So Prabhupada said, don't worry. In due course of time, people will keep chanting Dham Maro Dham, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. But Dham Maro Dham is not a good mantra. They will forget Dham Maro Dham. They will only remember Hare Rama, Hare Krishna. And actually that whole film gave so much of publicity for Prabhupada. Amazing. Prabhupada actually wanted to spread Krishna consciousness in India. And some other a person who did not know about Krishna consciousness, he made a film, became a box office hit. And through that film, Hare Krishna became popular. So we do not know any ways and means how Krishna can be popular. Prabhupada knew it. Prabhupada always saw the positive side. Bhakti Siddhanta Sutakura was sitting in his room and one devotee came and said, Prabhupada, I have two newspapers. And there are two clippings about our society, the Krishna conscious society. One is speaking negative, one is speaking positive. Which should I read it to you first? And Bhakti Siddhanta Sutakura said, you count in both the articles. In which article Krishna comes more? The name of Krishna is coming more. So they counted and came to know that in a bad article, Krishna is more. You read this. Because people will read that, they'll forget the whole understanding of what the people did, but they will only read Krishna, 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 and they'll get benefit by the Krishna. So this is the understanding of our acharyas. Always portraying Krishna first. So Prabhupada was that acharya who had fulfilled an age-long prediction of Mahaprabhu. Before that, many acharyas, Lord Krishna himself, right time he came, and just within 12 years, na bhuto na bhavishyati, something which no one has done so far. That is the amazing contribution of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada sometimes would, when questioned, would admit this, that he was the acharya, who was predicted by great Lord himself and also by great acharyas. Like one time, Srila Prabhupada sometimes in a very casual, normal talk, discussion with devotees, he would say, he came and started discussing about his childhood pastimes, childhood. He would say that when I was small, Prabhupada said, I am a Bengali boy, you know, I am very courageous. Prabhupada went and said, I actually climbed almost that, konsa palace ho? Victoria Palace in Kolkata. So Prabhupada was like, and Prabhupada once said, actually, I was always demanding from my parents. I was very small, Prabhupada said. I was sleeping one day in the night. At night, 12 o'clock, I got up and started crying. And my mother, Rajini, asked me, why are you crying? And I said, I want hot puris to eat. She said, this is the time to ask hot puris. You know? Tomorrow morning, I'll cook. And she was about to sleep. And again crying. Then Gauramandir woke up and said, what happened? What do you want? I want hot puris. Gauramandir told Rajini, go and make hot puris for him. He wants to eat hot puris. And Rajini was surprised, you know. What is this? He's asking at 12 o'clock hot puris and you're telling me to go and make hot puris. So she went and made hot puris. So Prabhupada narrated this whole incident to his disciples. And Prabhupada said, maybe my father knew who I was. See, Prabhupada sometimes humbly agreed that. Prabhupada always gave credit to his disciples. In Surat, Prabhupada was having a very warm reception, amazing reception. One of the best reception Prabhupada got ever in India was in Surat. Prabhupada stayed for 1 month in Surat. Why? Because everywhere invitations were coming, Prabhupada. Swamiji, aapko yahan bula rahe, yahan bula, yeah, calling everywhere Prasad. And Prabhupada said, well, I don't have time. Prabhupada, Swami, you should come to all these places. Prabhupada said, only if that person becomes life member, I'll come to his house. And Prabhupada would go to 3-4 houses in a day, you know, and make life members and eat little and go away. And rest, all devotees are there, they will eat, you know. So Prabhupada had a strategy. Prabhupada went all over Surat. And everywhere in Surat there are big posters, you know. Swami Prabhupada and his Western disciples are preaching Krishna consciousness all over the world. Satsvarupa Maharaj writes in his book beautifully that when he saw that poster, we were thinking, Prabhupada and we are preaching all over the world. And then he mentioned, 1977, November 14, Prabhupada left. After that, the whole movement came in our hands. And then we realized, my goodness, to run, to maintain this movement was such an austerity. And then he realized, we thought that we are preaching along with Prabhupada. Only after Prabhupada left, we realized, actually Prabhupada was only preaching. And even now Prabhupada is only preaching. We are just hanging around him and doing something. So Prabhupada gave credit to his disciples that they are preaching. Prabhupada would say, you know, so many times, I'm an old man, I just eat and sleep. My Western disciples, they are doing everything. It's recorded. Recorded lecture, Prabhupada cries and said, I am so insignificant. My spiritual master has sent all of you to help me so I can do something for my spiritual master. This is Prabhupada. While crying, he is saying. So Prabhupada was that acharya who was supposed to come here and began a revolution of bhakti. And that Prabhupada, what he received instructions from his guru, preach in English language all over the world. And the next day is to preach this English language, you need to print books. So Prabhupada took those two instructions to heart. He began printing those books and he began writing everything in English. Prabhupada thought, printing to kar raha, ek first canto. Ko distribute kon karega? One devotee asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, your spiritual master told you to just print books and preach in English, write in English language, preach in English language. But now that you are coming to India also, I am preaching. Why? Asking straightforward Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, my spiritual master told me two things. I did it. Then I thought, why only two things? I'll do more for my spiritual master. So I even distributed those books. And I am coming to India and preaching and make Indians also devotees. That's Prabhupada. Prabhupada did more, even more than a spiritual master desired from him. So his main theme for the last 12 years of his life while creating Krishna consciousness movement was books. Every time he's giving his, like whole energy was going to write books, dictating books, getting them printed, getting them distributed. And Prabhupada would say, I'm an old man. When I hear my books being printed, when I hear my books being distributed, I feel very energetic. One reporter asked the Prabhupada, Swamiji, you are an old man, any time you will die. What about later? Prabhupada said, I will never die. Prabhupada said, I will always live in my books. So Prabhupada's books is Prabhupada's association to us. And giving Prabhupada's book is giving Prabhupada to others. I mentioned last year when I was having this class of marathon here. So one devotee in the Western world, you know, he was taking rest one night, you know. Somehow marathon actually had begun, but he somehow didn't get time much. So he was sleeping, and when he was sleeping next to Prabhupada's deity. Small temple, so he was sleeping there. In the night, someone woke him up. Night 12:30 something, someone woke him up. And he saw who was that. It was Prabhupada. Prabhupada had climbed down from Vyasasaya and he was waking up. Hey, get up, why are you sleeping? Come. I want to go and preach. Why you are keeping me here only in the temple? Okay. So Prabhupada, we'll go tomorrow. No, now. At 12:30, Prabhupada took him to preach. He went on the road outside and Prabhupada said, people come. You tell them that my guru is there sitting. You should hear from him. Preach about him. Preach about me to them. So in the night, no one was there on the street, you know. Because we finally found one person coming on that side. You know. He caught him and said, you have to come and stand here and hear my spiritual master speak. So, what is this? Night, 12 o'clock, someone saying. So then he turned around. Prabhupada, he is ready to hear from you. And he turned around, there was no Prabhupada. But he saw a chair. On that chair, there was Prabhupada books. Prabhupada is not there, books is there. And from the books, Prabhupada said, give him me. He will take home, I'll preach to him there. So he took all the books and gave him. As he gave the books, his dream ended actually. He was actually dreaming, it was not actually reality. But he woke up and said, yes, that's the part. How can we preach so much? No, we can't reach everyone. Running after the conditioned souls. But Prabhupada can do that. But how Prabhupada can do it without our help? Physically, Prabhupada cannot walk now. Ladies cannot walk. If Prabhupada starts walking, what will happen? He will not come to temple also. You think Prabhupada starts speaking, hey, Swalamala nahi kya kal? Just imagine. Prabhupada was very straightforward. Prabhupada is always smiling. But Prabhupada has to be given to others. And the process of giving Prabhupada is a process of postal pune. You have to carry Prabhupada and give it to others. Little convince them also. Sometimes people are not ready to accept it. So today's shloka is all about running. So today we'll discuss on running. What is running? Running after conditioned souls. But how to run also has to be discussed, right? Because we are running since ages, but we do not know how to run. So first thing is running. Second thing is intelligently running. Third is intelligently connecting. And fourth is eagerness to run. So there's a very small formula. You all eat rice every day, right? After prasadam, prasadam also is khichdi only, rice. So R-I-C-E. R is running. I is intelligently running. C is connecting. And E is eagerness. So all our running will be based on how eager we are. How much desire we have to run. For whom? Marathon means what? Running. But for whom? Prabhupada. So we are going to run for Prabhupada. But how much eager we are? Because unless there is eagerness, we will not able to run a lot. See the life of Srila Prabhupada. How much he was eager. He was running. Like Prabhupada, he is a predicted acharya. But was his life very simple? Is that he came on this material world, earth planet, and everything was very smooth for him, people are waiting for him. He got a WhatsApp call from America, aap aayenge Maharaj hamare yahan par, from Germany he called. Never! It was a struggle. Srila Prabhupada struggled. How many years? 4 weeks. 4 days, 4 weeks, 4 months, 4 years. 40 years. 1921 to 1965. Pure, unalloyed struggle. And track, really track record of struggles, you know. Someone may say, you know, I am struggling a lot. How much Prabhupada struggled? 40 years of pure struggle. And then the Hare Krishna movement began. So Prabhupada's disciple was telling us that actually Prabhupada has two facets. One is the great acharya who just went and spread Krishna consciousness very, very well. He just wrote books and books were distributed. Prabhupada ki jai. But he also mentioned there is another facet of Prabhupada, the struggling Prabhupada. How much he struggled. That Prabhupada, when he wanted to print, he needed a paper to write books. He needed paper. He went to Vrindavan. In Vrindavan, he would go to every shop, do madhukari. People generally do madhukari or beg alms for roti. So when he would go to the shop and ask for madhukari, people said, kya khayenge Maharaj ji? Braj roti gud lenge? Paper hai kya? He needed a paper to even write those books. He would do madhukari of paper. Predicted acharya struggling so much. Then, after that printing, he had no money. He would go to printing press and said, I have little money. You print the books, I will distribute, get money and give you back. सो पर्सन थिंग ऐसा पहली बार कोई ग्राहक मिले ना, आप प्रिंट करो मैं बांटने का पैसा देता हूं, बट बिकॉज यू आर सच ए हम्बल पर्सन, सिंपल साधु, ओके एग्रीड. फर्स्ट बुक प्रिंटेड उसको बेचा, पैसा जो आया, इंस्टेड ऑफ पेइंग द प्रिंटर इज सेइंग डोंट टेक नाउ, यू डू वन थिंग, यू यूज द मनी टू प्रिंट सेकंड वॉल्यूम ऑल्सो. प्रिंटर से अरे यू सेड दैट वॉट एवर मनी विल कम यूज फॉर पेइंग द बिल ऑफ फर्स्ट, दैट विल कम, यू प्रिंट द सेकंड वॉल्यूम. ही हैड नो मनी. एंड हु डिस्ट्रीब्यूट हिज बुक्स? नो वन, हिमसेल्फ. ही वुड गो टू द चाय शॉप, चाय की टपरी में आके ही वुड, पीपल आर सिटिंग एंड सिपिंग इट, सिटिंग एंड सिपिंग टी, एंड ही इज आस्किंग देम प्लीज बाय दिस बैक टू वर्ल्ड मैगजीन्स. He is own distributing his books. Then he would go out on the streets, and those famous incidents happened while distributing books of his. Sunstroke, Delhi hot weather, heat, and he fell down because of sunstroke. And he was distributing books, and then suddenly a bull came charging and gored him down. All while distributing his books. Going here and there, going to meet Lal Bahadur Shastri, going this, going that. And finally someone told, this Sumati Maharaj is very, very generous, you know, go and ask some money, she will help in printing books. So Prabhupada went all the way from Delhi to Mumbai, came to Mumbai and came to meet Sumati Maharaji. And Sumati Maharaj said, you meet my secretary, he will do something for you. So she was already a pious lady, she was giving so much of money. So she gave money, some money to Prabhupada to print some books, Bhagavatam. Prabhupada printed the book, Prabhupada went to Vrindavan back. From Vrindavan he got a letter that someone had, that is actually a P form kind of thing that time had come, that he was capable now to go to America and there is some person who is going to sponsor him. So Prabhupada was so happy, he was waiting for the day when someone would sponsor him. But what kind of sponsor? Once he reaches America, he will sponsor, but to reach America there is no sponsor. So Prabhupada immediately thought of Sumati Maharaji, she is a very pious lady. Prabhupada comes back again. This time Sumati Maharaji is not in office, she is going to come. When no one knows. Big people, they don't know when they come. Prabhupada sat on the steps for 3 hours. And then Sumati Maharaji came. And then she saw Swamiji. They asked, why is he sitting here? He said, he wants a free ticket on your ship to go to America. She goes inside and tells, convince him, it is impossible. He cannot go. Tell him, he'll go away. But Prabhupada is so adamant, he said, no, I have to go. I have to first meet your madam. And finally, after a lot of reluctance, he brings Prabhupada in to meet Sumati Maharaji. And Sumati Maharaji said, Swamiji, you are very old and the weather is very cold and you're going to die. And Prabhupada said, how do you know? I will not die. I will preach. My spiritual master has told me. Very emphatic. Give me one free ticket. Swamiji, I am actually telling you everything. Then don't tell me anything happens to America, but I am going to sign. She signs and gives a free ticket. This is Prabhupada. Everywhere he was begging. A predicted acharya was begging. So this Prabhupada disciple was telling that two facets of Prabhupada are. One is the great acharya. Another is the struggling acharya. And this devotee told us, we should take inspiration not just of great acharya, Prabhupada ki jai, Prabhupada ki jai. We should actually take inspiration of his struggle. Because we can connect. Because we are all struggling. Am I right? Everyone is struggling here? Everyone is struggling. So we can connect. Are main struggle kar raha hu. Lekin Prabhupada ne 40 saal struggle kiya. Main to 4 din struggle nahi kar pa raha hu. So this struggling acharya we should imbibe in our life. That is not going to be very easy doing anything for Prabhupada. It is not easy. If someone is able to do many things for Prabhupada, please understand, he is struggling to do it. No one is very easily doing it. And Kali Yuga, to do anything good requires struggle. Because opportunities are low, customers are low, and the product is very high value. तो कैसे होगा फिर? नहीं होगा ना. Therefore, when we go for book distribution, what happens? How many people say, हाँ आपकी राह देख रहे थे, आइए बैठिए. क्या है? नहीं चाहिए. Insult. No one is interested. You tell, अरे मैंने ये किया, वो किया, ठीक है, लेकिन ये क्या है सब? Our own relatives tell us, तुझे क्या हो गया? सब कुछ अच्छा चल रहा था, हरे कृष्ण में आके सब चेंज हो गया. We are doing good thing, but people are even questioning that. Why? Because this age is like that. This age is very difficult to convince anyone for Krishna consciousness. So how can we preach? Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj, preaching means what? Youth preaching, congregation preaching, food for life. All different avenues for preaching. But this preaching will go for how long? How much? He was mentioning, we do youth preaching, few young people in the whole college. Congregation preaching, few grihastha devotees. Food for life, thousands of people getting food, prasadam. But book distribution is the most reliable method of reaching out. When books go, they go anywhere. The spread and the reach of the books are more than any other avenues of preaching. Is it not? Like we preach. We can preach to only people in Mumbai or around us. Can you meet someone in Rajasthan, in Badmer district? We will go to Badmer and book distribution, karne, preaching. Karne. Haan, Prabhuji karenge na. Purcha varshi. 2019, not 18 also. No time. What to speak of preaching to Indians? Can you ever preach to Arabs, Africans, Australians? Who will go there? But a book can go. A book can enter any property and directly search for the person who is wanting it. And that person will read and he will change. And that person who is changing will not even be known to you. Why? Because that is beyond our limits. Right? When we distribute books, how many people know that we are distributing books? What happens to the book? Something happens. People are getting connected. Prabhupada said, at least he will get even one human form of life next time. Which is such a rare thing now. So Prabhupada gave that explanation that one should have eagerness to run. Secondly, is intelligently run. Not just run, but intelligently. Now that people are running away from Krishna consciousness, we have to run intelligently to catch them in the right time, right place. In a unique way that they accept it. That's called intelligently run. They devise ways and means. One devotee was mentioning, Prabhuji, ye bar to abhi railway permission bhi nahi hai, to kya karenge book distribution? That means Prabhupada is wanting us to become more intelligent, not copycat. We are doing copycat every year. Chalo udhar stall laga to khade raho, Hare Krishna, book distribution, discount. Our same tape is every day running. Now new ways we have to devise, you know. Book distribution. Prabhupada doesn't want the same style. Think. Ways. Prabhuji, mere paas time hi nahi sochne ke liye. Main itna buddhiman nahi hu. Nahi. We are all intelligent. Is it not? We have intelligently chosen our career, right? Many of us have intelligently chosen our spouse. Intelligently chosen our job. So much intelligent selection we are doing. Intelligently also choose what is that unique way I can contribute in book distribution. No one can be doing everything, right? But we have to choose how I can contribute. And that contribution is unique. We are not saying everyone has to go to local train and start shouting, you know, kitab bijiye karke. But in a unique way and style, like I just met one doctor, Mataji, you know, she came to book Godan. Prabhuji, mujhe do copy chahiye. क्या चाहिए दो कॉपी बुक चाहिए बुक नहीं चाहिए बुक का रेट चाहिए अरे बुक का रेट क्यों चाहिए एग्जैक्टली इन माय क्लिनिक व्हेन द पेशेंट सेंटर दे शुड फर्स्ट सी मैराथन रेट्स सो दे विल आस्क व्हाट इज दैट रेट इमीडिएटली आई विल प्रीच एंड गिव भगवद गीता यूनिक वे शी इज नॉट गोइंग टू प्रीच दे विल आस्क पीपल की आस्किंग ना पेशेंट्स कम ये नया कोई दिख रहा है वही तो ले लो Like when one devotee I met yesterday, he was mentioning that Prabhuji thoda inspiration aa raha hai. Bhagavatam sets karna hai mujhe. Kitna karenge? 1000 karna hai. 1000 Bhagavatam set? Nahin, 1000 book. Thik hai. So immediately WhatsApp, the counselor said, Hari Bol, apne paas 30 counselors hai. Everyone, one Bhagavatam set. Or three Bhagavatam set. Finish. So unique ways and means keep the ball rolling. Don't sit empty. Third is, intelligently connect. Don't just give books. Try to see if we can get connected. Aisa nahi Prabhupada ko de diya, Prabhupada aapko preach karenge, devotee ban jana, theek hai na? Nahi. See if we can come to temple. Our Sankirtan Prabhu has made a beautiful app, ISKCON World. How many people have that app on your mobile, ISKCON World? Very few. Kindly, please, you may have so many apps, you know. This is a very, very wonderful app. Why? Because on this app, inside, you can, wherever you go, you'll come to know any devotee, center, satsang program happening in that place. So when you go for book distribution, you see someone, you tell them, you have an app, you have mobile phone, put an app on this. If he doesn't have an app or mobile, or then you open your app and told him, hey, where you stay? Chembur, okay. In Chembur, this program happens on this day. Kindly note it down. Or if he has a WhatsApp, screenshot, send him. Oh, I am not from Mumbai, I am from Pune. Or Pune, malum nahi kiska hai. Kiska naam do? ISKCON app pe. Pune mein kahan ka program ho raha hai? Everything. It's called intelligently connect. So this ISKCON connection you can give. So give Prabhupada association, also give Prabhupada center, Prabhupada devotee, connect them. More better. And the last thing is, eager. Second is what? Intelligently running. Well, first is running. Intelligent learning, connect, and last is eagerness. So we began with eagerness, then we spoke on running, eager to run, and then third is intelligently connect, like that. Fourth is intelligently connect, right? So Prabhupada, he would always want his disciples to actually do something amazing. Prabhupada would say, you're all Americans, you know. What is the use of being Americans if you can't do unique things? Similarly, in whole of India, Mumbai is a very known place. You know? Everyone wants to come to Mumbai, but they come to Mumbai and get spoiled. Mumbai is a well-known place. Everyone says, Mumbai se aa bhai acha. Like I went to Madhya Pradesh, Chinwara, a small place, Jilla, you know. Similarly, hum ISKCON se, kahan se hai? Mumbai se hai, baithe, baithe. ISKCON to nahi, Mumbai se hai, baith jaiye. Mumbai is a well-known place. So we are from Mumbai. What is the use of a Mumbai devotees if you don't devise special means to serve Srila Prabhupada? So Prabhupada wanted us to scratch our brains and think of various means of distributing his books. And as I mentioned that we are actually struggling. Everyone is struggling. Even to distribute books is struggle. But we need to struggle because our founder Acharya has told us this movement is for struggle. Keep struggling. And then Krishna will see that struggle and reciprocate. I was recently in Kanpur and I met devotees from Delhi temple. How many of you visited Delhi temple, ISKCON Delhi temple? Very beautiful temple. There are around, in ISKCON Delhi periphery, there are around 15 temples. How many? In Mumbai we have only 4. Mumbai ke jan sankhya yada hai Delhi se shayad. But Delhi 15 is there. So in Delhi, I met the devotees, brahmacharis from 2 temples which are the known temples, famous temples all over the world for book distribution. So when I met them, one from Punjabi Bagh and one from east of Kailash, Adaparsarthi. So Adaparsarthi temple, they do around every year 4.5 lakh books in marathon. How much? 4.5 lakh books only. Our score is 1,25,000 after so much of push. 4.5 lakhs every year they do books, proper books. Punjabi Bagh temple, just 1/2 hour drive. 3 lakh books every year, book marathon. Within these 2 temples, 7.5 lakh books. And no one can even touch them also. So they are all undisputed kings in book distribution. So when I met them, I was telling them, no, this time our marathon may end early, so I will come to your temple to learn your strategies. आप चौपाटी वाले तो बहुत अच्छे, सब चीज में आपका नंबर वन है. बोले हमारा सब चीज में कुछ नंबर वन नहीं है, बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन में हमारा नंबर जीरो. बोला मैंने तो नहीं नहीं नहीं, आप सब अच्छा कर रहे हैं, आपका कॉलेज कोचिंग अच्छा है, आपका कॉन्ग्रीगेशन डेवलपमेंट अच्छा है. देन आई टोल्ड हिम मे बी यू बिकॉज दिस डिवोटीज हैड कम टू आवर टेम्पल टू लर्न अबाउट कॉलेज प्रीचिंग एंड कॉन्ग्रीगेशन प्रीचिंग एंड दे वेंट एंड टुक दैट स्पिरिट एंड दे इम्बाइब्ड एंड प्रेजेंटेड दैट सो इन सच अ वे दैट नाउ देयर कॉलेज प्रीचिंग इज बेटर देन आवर्स, द कॉन्ग्रीगेशन प्रीचिंग इज बेटर देन आवर्स. दिस इज कॉल्ड एज अमेजिंग वे ऑफ स्टीलिंग आइडियाज एंड देन टेकिंग इट एंड एक्चुअली इम्प्लीमेंटिंग. सो आई टोल्ड हिम दैट एक्चुअली आई एम ऑल्सो गोइंग टू कम टू यू स्टील योर आइडिया फ्रॉम बुक डिस्ट्रीब्यूशन एंड ट्राई टू इम्प्लीमेंट इन चौपाटी. देन दे सेड, प्रभु जी देखो आप लोग क्वालिटी वाले लोग हैं, हम लोग क्वांटिटी वाले लोग हैं. दे आर लाइक काइंड ऑफ वेरी मच actually, they're very humble. They're presenting like that. Said, you in Chopati, you do everything quality. We catch a person, take 10,000 books from him and distribute like this free, you know. But you in Chopati, every book which goes out from Chopati goes to a right person. He has to actually, he takes that book and that book goes to his house. It's a proper process. And even your Shastradan, which you get donations from, even that book I have heard that it goes to actually a village, a poor village in the schools and get distributed. Your devotees are even working hard to even free, give free books. So everything you do in Chopati is quality. Your book distribution may be small, but it's quality. So I was thinking that even great personalities like these people, you know, they're appreciating the way we are doing book distribution. So I hope you are also happy with this news that it's a great way of doing book distribution. There is no force, there is no push. In many temples, you know what happens? Book distribution ho gaya to, Hari bol, Prabhu ji, aapke ghar pe darwaje ke just bahar 10 box aa gaya hai, rakh lijiye, check bhej dijiye, aap kitab vitran karna hai na, kar dijiye. This is how book distribution happens. Just imagine if that was the case in Chopati, no one will come for 1 month in Radha Gopinath temple. But we don't do like that. We always want devotees to do by themselves. Now one important thing is, many devotees are telling us, Prabhuji, I bahut ho gaya, shanti se book distribution. Thoda logo push karna chahiye. I shared through, what is the contribution of our congregation, you know? 7,000, 8,000 people on the database. How many people take books? Prabhuji, 250 people ka account aata hai, har marathon mein. 250 people come and make an account. So let's say 250 people in that one account, 4 devotees may distribute books, let's say. 1,000, 1,200, 1,500. Maximum devotees are not even doing anything. Why? Because out of sight, out of mind. So we thought we should do something this year. Unique. Every year something unique has to come, right? Koi bolne rahe, yes. Don't get afraid, you know. Plan is coming up. So one devotee said, probably target hona chahiye, target. Target nahi hai, koi karega nahi. No, target to humne kabhi kiya hi nahi hai. But then I went and discussed with some Vaishnavas, read some scriptures. Then I understood his word, sankalpa has come. It's a bona fide Sanskrit word, sankalpa. No target. Target, nahi. Sankalpa. What is sankalpa? In English, I made it a new term, you know. Sankalpa means soft target. What is a soft target? Soft target means you decide how much you can do. You write it down. Okay. And you try. Even if you are not able to do it, no problem. At least you tried, you made your own target. Is that good? Is that everything right? Is Tarun Gaurang Prabhu here? Tarun Gaurang Prabhu is here? Bula usko. So here is our Tarun Gaurang Prabhu, now I'm going to appear from that hidden cave. So Tarun Gaurang Prabhu has some nice things to distribute to all the devotees here. Please take it. Some can be given to Mataji. Let everyone should have this one page. Beautiful gift to all of you from our book distribution department. Everyone should have this gift. Please do take this gift home. Anything free is always good, right? So Matajis can get up and start distributing, so we have less time also. Prasadam is waiting for us. So all of you take this book, small page. Thoda khade hoke Prabhuji ko distribute kijiye. Piche bhi jaake sab wait kar rahe hain. Yeah. Has everyone got the page? How many of you have not got the page? Raise your hands. How many of you have not got the gift from Mataji's side? Everyone should get this beautiful gift. Kindly take that gift. Piche dijiye, piche. Piche bhi hai. Go behind and give books, give pages to outside. Everyone has got? Anyone here not received? Okay, all of you have this page, which I also have got. Okay. Can we read together, all of us? Okay, read. Sankalpa soft target, marathon 2017. Sankalpa. I will try to distribute dash books in this marathon comments. Now, this page is your page. Okay. This is your soft target. You have to write down something on that. You may say, Prabhuji, penny nahi hai. Don't worry. I am not asking pen also. You may write in your mind on the paper. Write some target. And this paper will not be collected. This will be with you only. You see Prabhupada, you see Radha Gopinath temple, this Radha Gopinath altar, and you make a target. Let's say you make a target. Prabhuji, I will distribute 100 books. And you try. And marathon is about to get over. See, 5 books ho gaya. You change that sankalpa and make 10 books. You can change your sankalpa. So this paper you keep with you for 1 month. Make a sankalpa and write. And there is no one is going to check. This is your sankalpa. Okay. This is your sankalpa. So you write down some figure. You can also write, okay, I'll try to distribute 0 books in this marathon. You write 0 also, you can write. You can mention comment. Because I'm too busy searching for a new job. Because my children exams are coming. Please write down, no problem. You can also mention, I'm going to go for drama practice. Whole month is going for drama practice. Or I'm in this. Whatever you want to write, you can write. But write something, either mentally or physically. And this paper is yours, you carry with you. Okay? So this sankalpa sheet. And now I'll invite, is Shadwik Prabhu here somewhere? Shadwik has not come. Okay. So I will request one, I want to just not just tell you about struggling thing, Prabhupada, we also tell you about many devotees who are struggling to do book distribution. So we'll invite Gopal Leela Prabhu to speak 2 minutes on, now he is also a unique devotee in our temple, he is a grahastha with 2 kids. Now you know, when kids are there, it's such a difficult life, you know, dealing with your own career, your family, children's education. But he somehow manages to do book distribution. How he does? What he does, what inspired him. You can speak something. Yeah.
Hare Krishna. So without taking much time, because everybody is waiting for prasad, I'll just tell what generally I do. There are many big distributors in our temple, but this is what some small things which I try to do. So similarly, you also need to look into it. What is the area, what is the free time where you can go ahead and you can do the book distribution? Like given that I have 2 kids, I have to leave them to the school and pack their tiffins in the morning. So that are mandatory work which you can't avoid it. So whatever is free time, so I have found out in my life what is my free time. So generally I work to Andheri Sakinaka and I take a fast train from Bombay Central to Andheri. So every time whenever I'm getting into the train, I do an announcement, I do a distribution, anyone who is interested, and then again in the Dadar I change the bogie, I go into the other bogie, then again I do an announcement till Bandra, again I change to the different bogie and I go till Andheri. Again in Andheri I I go by a metro, so in metro also whenever there is a not much of crowd, then I do the announcement. So this is one way which I have found in my own life. This is the area where I can do the distribution. The other part is I love kids, so I just try to want to share this gift of Bhagavad Gita through GCL. So the other part is that I have not started working on it. I need to do that, and I was just sharing with Balde Prabhu yesterday that I have a 5-day sick leave which is going to lapse by December. Oh, anyone who are in corporate world, generally they have this. Sick leave cannot be carry forwarded. So what I am planning to do is, next week I am going to take that sick leave and going to work, stay back, get the permission from all the principals as I am doing from last 2 years. So they are very much connected with me. I will be taking a permission and I will be doing a marathon in GCL. That going in like in one of the last time on Saturday, me and with 2 of my kids and 1 Baju Ali ki kid, we had gone, all 3 of us, we had gone to 10 schools we covered on Saturday, covering somewhere we have taken permission, somewhere we did announcement, and all the kids, they helped me to distribute the pamphlets and taking the registration. So this is how you need to look into it, what are the best ways which you can do. Like there are many other ways of going ahead and getting the donation, trying to connect with the big people and trying to get the donations. So there are many ways, yagya and all that. So these are the 2 things which have helped in my life to do the distribution. Thank you.
So, Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhu. The idea was not to convey what technique he used. The idea was to convey that everyone is struggling. Even he is struggling. So he has found his way of doing book distribution. You have to find your own way of doing book distribution. And everyone is very intelligently choosing his career, his job, his spouse. So you can also choose a way you want to do book distribution. Shastradan, book distribution, one-to-one, any way, group, alone. Just try your best. But write your sankalpa. Please don't keep that paper for Chanapudi. Keep that with you and write some sankalpa. Because unless there is some sankalpa, there won't be any efforts. And as you go down and if you have made your sankalpa, Shatbhuj Prabhu is warmly waiting there. Hare Krishna, come. And he will, you know, even if you want books, let's say you cannot carry those books, we will make home delivery directly. You can keep the books in your home and if you think, ye book jane wala nahi hai, don't worry, just call us back. We'll take the books again. We'll not charge you anything for keeping those books. Okay? But take, that's the main thing, right? Sankalpa and take books. And you can also visit Partha department downstairs, take brochures for Shastra Dan, Gita Jayanti, Gita recitation. Keep yourself equipped. You don't know when you'll get opportunity and speak to people. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Srila Prabhupada book distribution marathon ki jai.
Hare Krishna. There are a few announcements.